Buddy Wakefield is a poet in Seattle. He's a good friend, and he's one of my favorite poets, and I wrote a poem for him. It was the first love poem I wrote for a boy in ever. At the end of your 10-day meditation retreat, you got in your car, drove 30 peaceful feet, and ran over a bird. Splayed its holy guts on the pavement like God, finger painting "fuck you." Across that deep breath you were holding, the way your mother held her firstborn. You, thank goodness, were torn from the Bible the day before they burned it for that verse about dancing to tambourines. Once you saw the blood of Christ on a knife covering redwood trees into church pews. Now every Sunday morning you hear glaciers melting, so you cry easy as a one-night stand never ever is. When you see the feathers in your rearview mirror scattering like prayers, searching for a safe place to land. Hold me to my word when I tell you I will leave today. Catch a bus ticket west just to stand in the center of your highway, stop in traffic till every feather's answered. I've seen too many prayers caught in the grills of 18-wheelers, and folks like us, we got shoulder blades that rust in the rain, but they're still G-sharp whenever our spinal cords are tuned to the key of redemption. So go ahead, world, pick us to make things better. We've been building a bridge to the center of the song since Mother Teresa replaced the walls of her church with the weeping cries of Calcutta's orphan ghettos. You want to know what the right wing never got? We never questioned the existence of God. What we question is his bulldozer turning Palestine into a gas chamber. What we question is the manger in Macy's and the sweatshops our children call the North Pole. What we question is a burqa hiding 60 swollen lashes on the back of a woman found guilty of the crime of allowing herself to be brutally raped. What we question is the idea of heaven having gates. Silly. Have you never stood on the end of a pier watching the moon live up to her name? Have you never looked into the eyes of a thief and seen his children's hungry bellies? Some days, my heart beats so fast, my ribcage sounds like a fucking railroad track, and my breath is a train I just can't catch. So when my friends go filling their lungs with yes, when they're peeling off their armor and falling like snowflakes on your holy tongue, God, collect the feathers. We have thick skin covering nothing but wishbones. Break in. You'll find notebooks full of jawlines we wrote to religions. Clenched fists. Yeah, we bruise easy, but the sound of our bouncing back is a Grand Canyon full of choir claps, and our five-pointed stars have always been open to the answer, whatever it is. I know David argued with a chisel. I know he said, make me softer. When those tourists come looking for a hero, I want the rain to puddle in my pores. Build me holy like that. Build me a kite from out the bedroom window at midnight, the day freedom set its curfew to 9/11. My heaven is a snow globe. The blizzard will always be worth the touch of your hand, shaking me awake like a boy taking deep breaths all the way down to the dents in his shins, like he's building a telephone from a string and two tin cans. He knows God's number by heart. He knows it isn't listed in any book. Look me in the bullseye, and the laws I broke, and the promises I didn't, and the batteries I found when the lights went out, and the prayers I found when the brakes did too. I got this moment and no idea how it will end, but every second of this life is scripture. And to know that, trust me, y'all, we don't need to be born again.